Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, we got the news. Alan's going to hang in with us, and we'll crack wise. It's a very funny news coming up and good sports coming as well. First, I'll tell you about Geico. Do you have homeowners insurance? Do you have renters? We got one or the other, and then you have automotive insurance, and you should bundle them, put them together. Go to Geico.com. That's Geico.com, and find out just how much you could be saving when you bundle your homeowners or renters insurance with your auto insurance at Geico. That is Geico.com.
Quarantine has been tough on all of us. We haven't bathed in days. We've gained no less than 10 pounds each, and we're starting to think about reporting our family for a Ted Kaczynski kind of crime just so we can have the house to ourselves. We know what you're going through. That's why we at Corolla Drinks are here to help. Head to CorollaDrinks.com today to get your Corona Combo, featuring a bottle to get you through the week or night, and an instructional social distancing t-shirt to inform everyone around you just how far away from one another we're supposed to be. There's only a few more days, weeks, maybe even months left. Remember, you don't have to quarantine alone. Corolla Drinks is here to help. Head to CorollaDrinks.com and get your Corona Combo today.
The news with Grad, news with Gino Grad, breaking viral, all those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad, trouble in the Middle East, celebrity drug meltdowns. Seek news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gino Grad.
So three frontline healthcare workers have mysteriously fallen out of hospital windows in Russia over the past 2 weeks. Two of those healthcare workers are dead. One remains hospitalized. The incidents made national headlines with media reports saying all three of them had come under pressure from their superiors over working conditions amid this pandemic.
You know, it's got to be weird when you fall out of a window from a hospital. Do you think the guys show up in an ambulance and go, let's put him in the ambulance and drive him to the front? And then his partner goes, why don't we just walk it? It's like 30 feet. And then his buddy goes, you know, we don't get paid unless we pull up. And then someone goes, but the walk to the ambulance is further than, right, but don't you want to roll those sirens and the pump and the... I don't know. I feel like we could just walk it over. Like, what are they
doing? By the way, while you're debating this, he's dying.
Right. I'll bet there's some regulation or some rule, like you said, they don't get paid unless the guy goes in the ambulance.
Well, what if he fall? What if one of those guys actually fell into an ambulance? Does that piss anybody off?
Interesting.
Is there a union thing about that?
Probably. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Yeah, like you've been on the set. You know what it's like when you tell the grip to go move the van and the teamster gets all pissed off. We could have that situation.
Yeah.
Right. Well, medical workers all over Russia have been speaking out about protective gear shortages, questionable infection control procedures that turned dozens of hospitals into virus hotspots.
I say this? Sorry. Teamsters, if you guys pick a job that my fucking 13-year-old daughter could do, don't get all bent out of shape when somebody does it for you. You know what I mean? Like, I'd say the same thing to dentists. If I walked up to a dentist and went like, hey, you're not going to be working today. My son's going to do it, or I'll do it myself. Like, then fuck you. You don't know how to do anything. Teamsters, you sit in a van all day with the air conditioning running, and anyone on that set can do what you do because all you do is put the van and drive and back it out and go up the street and turn around again. So you can't get pissed off when people do your job. If anyone can do your job, get a job that other people can't do. Sorry.
So many said they've been threatened with dismissal or even prosecution for going public with these grievances. Russian media outlets are claiming these falls were either suicide related or carelessness from sitting too close to the window. But one was ruled, they're saying it was a suicide because the pressure of her job was too much, or she had somehow failed her staff, so she jumped out the window. I don't know either,
but...
Three falls out of a window in 2 weeks for people who spoke up against the government.
Is Russia, China, and North Korea all just on creatine now? Like, Are you fucks are getting crazier as we head past 2020? You guys are all going nuttier. You're getting more evil and more diabolical and more fucked up as we go on. Like, shouldn't you be kind of coasting to a stop, you know, and, oh, enjoying a Pearl Jam and Levi jeans, you know, and starting to kind of
apple
one
pie
world. Yes. Like, I mean, when you talk to guys from Ford or guys who run giant manufacturing, you know, it's like they'll go, Mustang, it's a global brand now. We used to just be, we'd sell them in North America, but now we sell them in Europe, and we've sort of incorporated some of the European flavor, and it's like it's one world now. It's one Mustang. What's up with Russia and China and North Korea? What's up with these guys? Middle East, I'm talking to you. Like, what year is it? Can we just fucking... Everyone wants to watch some fucking TV and go to an amusement park and eat a snow cone. Like, can't we just have a good life here? What's up? Why are we doing this? Why is it still like, oh, Russia's still doing whatever? Or, you know, Otto Warmbier, he came back. He was in a vegetative state. Like, why do we need it? Well, he stole a poster. Like, what is going on? What year is it? Why can't people get their shit together?
Well, and like you've said before, Adam, dudes are supposed to mellow out as they get older, right? Why are they, the chicks are the ones that are supposed to go a little crazy. What's going on?
I don't know. Well, they call it Mother Russia, so find a mirror, bitch.
Oh, pajalistay, Adam. Well, speaking of amusement parks, Six Flags theme parks are looking to reopen this month in several states as a lot of these shelter-in-place mandates are loosened, lifted. However, to do this, they're going to have to plan major guidelines that will limit any spur-of-the-moment roller coaster riding, essentially. So the theme park's website says guests who want to visit a Six Flags location will have to make reservations in advance. In addition to that, they will be conducting temperature checks at entrances, requiring guests to wear face masks, which may be hard on a roller coaster. Meanwhile, other theme parks like Disneyland, Disney World, they don't even have a target date of reopening yet.
Well, a couple things. First off, going on spin out and then yakking into a face mask is going to be fucking horrible. More people are going to go full like Keith Moon and choke on their own vomit. Wow. Because you yak into a face mask and you suck it back up and you inhale it and then you die of pneumonia the next day. That's number one. Number two, anyone who is lining up to go on the roller coaster Colossus is fine. There is no elderly. There's no at risk.
No heart condition.
No morbidly no obese. There's just a bunch of skinny 19-year-old dudes who want to kick ass. So I wouldn't even screen the people that want to go on Colossus. You want to go to the petting zoo? All right, we'll scan your forehead. You're going on Colossus. You are fine.
God, I miss going on Colossus.
Does everybody get their own Ferris wheel? I'm serious. How does the social distancing work?
I do like that.
Here's my prediction. When Disneyland does reopen, and I'm sure they're going to do the, you know, because everyone's doing the, they're going to scan you for temperature. Take your temperature at the door. You know what I mean? If you get turned away, if you're 100 degrees or above, you're going to see a lot of videos, a lot of cell phone videos of kids from fucking Kansas and, you know, God knows where getting turned away on their trip to Disneyland. It is going
crying.
It is going to be a real phenomenon.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about these temperature scans because there's a lot of them in the news right now. Southwest Airlines urging TSA to conduct temperature checks on all passengers before boarding flights. Casinos trying to figure out how to reopen. They're talking about technology where that would scan customers for a fever. And if you have 100.4 or above, an alarm would sound. They would run more tests. And now out of China, a startup company has developed a pair of glasses that lets you see the temperature of people around you. Equipped with an infrared sensor and a camera, the glasses allow users to conduct these contactless temperature measures. And now they're asking for another round of investments for an upgrade so you can, like a Terminator, your RoboCop, or whoever, you can scan the whole room and take many people's temperatures at one time.
Wow. Nice.
What's the Rowdy Roddy Piper movie, Brian?
They
Live. That's what it is. He had a special pair of sunglasses that could
for temperature.
It's interesting. He had a pair of like Wayfair sunglasses.
No,
he or Ray-Ban
the glasses
something.
Allowed him to
see the monsters or to see who the aliens were.
There's also another.
Yeah, he was wearing. Who were living among us?
Right.
There's another kind of, for older people, the glasses where you can look around a room and see every man's PSA of their prostate.
Okay? Oh, really?
Why do we need this? I don't understand.
Well, you first know, thing, if you're, they say, people can be carrying it and asymptomatic. Right. So if you're just young and healthy and carrying it and asymptomatic, then I don't know what the temperature thing is going to do.
And on the other side of the coin, you could just be sick and not have coronavirus.
Right.
We can see somebody,
right. It'd be funny. It'd be a funny sketch to like show them doing the infrared sensor where they put it on your forehead and at the TSA as the chick is telling you, you have to throw out your shampoo because it's over 4 ounces. And you're like, this is medicated shampoo. And I've already used half the bottle. So there's only 2 ounces. And you see the red getting redder, getting brighter and brighter and hotter. And eventually steam starts coming out. You see the meter cracking as the person's going, sir, should I call my supervisor? And you're like, all right.
That's right.
Funny bit.
So a British doctor who's basically the equivalent of Dr. Anthony Fauci, but in England, he was forced to resign in disgrace. He broke quarantine to rendezvous with his married mistress. Neil Ferguson had advised the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who did have coronavirus, and everybody to stay locked down. Social distancing rules went into effect because of Dr. Ferguson. He regularly lectured the nation, stay home, save lives. Then he got caught breaking the guidelines. Ferguson welcomed his lover multiple times into his family's home. She sneaked away from her family, her husband and children, for these late night sexcapades. And he got caught, and now he's not Fauci anymore.
All the lockdowns are all well and good until either the straight guy gets a boner or the lesbian needs her roots dyed, and then all bets are fucking off. This guy was the guy who was like, hey, here's the guideline. He like invented this quarantining thing. It's like, hey, I'm the grandfathers. Everyone stay in, lock it down. And now he's banging his guma.
Yeah.
And he was infected too.
That's right. And if you listen to John and Ken, quite the alarmist, medical leader of the country with some facts that he didn't get necessarily quite right. So I don't know what to believe. And I don't even know what you believe.
Well, what you don't need when you're banging someone else's wife in your apartment is everyone walking around with their head on a swivel, right?
Go about your business.
Yeah, what do you want? Her husband going by in a Schwinn going, hey, what's going on? Why is a car parked out front? Like, no, lock it down, and then you come over to my place.
That's right.
Right.
So I don't know if you've heard, but, they're talking about beef shortages, meat shortages now because so many of these meat processing plants are closed or closing or, furloughing. And TMZ reports that Wendy's is taking burgers off the menu at many locations because of this. Several Wendy's locations across the country experiencing this big meat shortage. And you think, well, why Wendy's? Why not all the other places? Well,
the shape. It's the shape.
Yeah, that's
right.
The
square cows.
Gotta be a square cow.
Close. It is sort of proprietary for Wendy's. It's that they boast that it's fresh beef, never frozen. Mm. And that's screwing up their supply chain when it doesn't screw up, frozen meat shippers.
Mm-hmm.
So you get chicken and fries.
Is In-N-Out frozen? I guess In-N-Out is frozen.
I would imagine so.
So I'd like to go to the folks at Wendy's and go, fresh never frozen is nice, but everyone loves the frozen shit evidently better up the street. I've driven past the Wendy's drive-through and there's 3.5 cars in it. There's like 3 cars in a moped. You go to the fucking In-N-Out, there's 44 cars going around the block. Maybe we should think about freezing our beef. That's all. You use your own argument against you.
That's right. Well, we touched on Elon Musk yesterday. We talked about how he and Tom Cruise are in talks about a space movie. And that's not all the Elon Musk news lately. There's a lot more. First of all, they just had a kid. We talked about that. His sixth son, his first child with singer Grimes. I don't know if you saw what they named the child, but that's not going to last because that name isn't legal in the state of California.
Yeah, it was like COVID-19-12-something. It's like numbers close. And symbols and things, right?
Yeah, XAEA-12, essentially. And the California judge says, no, you cannot name your child that. It doesn't fall within the parameters of you know, the 26-letter alphabet. Grimes put on her Twitter why they came up with that name, because I was curious. It says, X is the unknown variable. AE sort of mashed together. That's my elven spelling of
Christ.
Mm-hmm. Or love or artificial intelligence. A-12 was the precursor to the SR-17. That's their favorite aircraft. No weapons, no defenses, just speed. Great in battle, but nonviolent. And then something about plus Archangel, my favorite song, Metal Rat. So they're going to have to come up with, you know, Steve or Jeff.
Well, what about just, what would a nickname be for somebody with a name like that?
Yeah.
You just give a single digit number, or is it Max? Yeah.
You turn into Prince.
Yeah, I don't think it's Dutch. But, you know, the SR-71 is the nickname for the SR-71 is the Blackbird. Oh, 17. Oh. SR-17. Mm-hmm. That is the Blackbird.
Oh, wow. So, that's a better name than AE-12X.
I would just call the kid Blackbird.
71, right?
It is 71.
She put on Twitter 17. That's, I'm reading off of her Twitter.
Oh, sorry. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's okay. That plane is the SR-71. I wonder why he did 17.
Anyway. It could have been a typo. But that's not all the Elon Musk news. And we know sometimes he says some things that may or may not be accurate. But he did announce the other day that he is selling all his physical possessions because they just weigh you down. Two of his six homes that Elon Musk owns in Bel Air, the Bel Air neighborhood of L.A., now are appearing on Zillow, the real estate website for sale. It's going to Fox News. One of the homes is former home of actor Gene Wilder.
I know Musk, that home.
Is it beautiful? It looks beautiful from the drone version.
Wow. I mean, you showed the quick aerial shot of it, and I said, wow, he and Gilda lived in that. That's on Chillon, right?
Yes, on Chillon.
Yes,
yep.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I've been in that. I was in that house many times when Gilda was alive. We had dinner there many times. It looks better from the air than it does on the ground, by the way.
Does it overlook like a golf course, or was that a...
Yeah, if you go in the back, you can look down. I think I don't know if it's the Bel Air Country Club, because I get confused when I get up there. It sort of winds around. But it's, I know that house.
Well, it's stunning, and it, at the very least, Elon said that it cannot be torn down or lose any of its soul, whoever is going to buy it. He bought it for $675 million in 2013. He listed it for $975. The other home's a six-bedroom mansion across the street.
Hold on, $9.75 million? Is that,
yeah, he bought it for $6.75. It's listing for $9.75.
I'm actually surprised it's that cheap. To be frank with you, given its address and what it is.
Sure.
I know.
Yeah, we'll see what he thinks he can get for it. The other house, has pool, tennis court, Tesla solar panels on the roof. Musk bought that for $17. He wants to sell it for $30. And he has another home in Northern California. And I believe he has six sons now officially, and he says he wants to liquidate all of his stuff. So I don't know if those kids are getting expensive or if he's having some sort of awakening. I don't know.
When you're bright, it's good for a while. Like when you're a genius, it's good for a while. Then your brain starts to eat itself, and that's what's going on. It's like being a super hot blonde. It's awesome when you're 24. When you're 53, it's bad because you're not you still think guys want to bang you wherever you go, and then your whole life becomes about sort of maintenance and dyeing your hair and procedures and everything, and it really ends up becoming more trouble or more work. Like if you take a gal, she's just a 4.5, 5, you know, just okay looking, nothing to write home about. That chick's life at 53 isn't much different than it was at 23.
No.
Probably married to the same dude, going about her way, working at the DMV, enjoying what she enjoyed, whatever it is. The 24-year-old hot blonde at 54 is living a different life than she formerly was living.
Unrecognizable.
And now this thing that was the greatest thing ever when you were in college is now a fucking curse. And I say Elon's the same way. Being a super genius when you're 30 is cool. When you're 48, your brain starts turning on itself. Mm-hmm. It starts fighting itself. Yes.
If this is true, isn't that sort of the natural path? We see it in movies. We see it in some documentaries. This is when you're like, I've tipped the scale. I can't do better than this. Now I have to do the exact opposite to find meaning again in my life.
I got to tell you, it is a daily battle fighting my own genius. Every day I wake up.
Finally, it's explained.
My own genius. And before I go to bed, the last thing I do is do battle with my own genius because obviously I am in a danger zone.
Oh,
Alan, you're fine. Brian, you guys, no problema. But for the ace man.
No. I'm getting a job at the DMV. I just learned something from you.
Yeah, no, I do. I do think the super ultra intelligent people end up battling themselves a little. I mean, we're just kind of talking about Gary Shandling. I mean, the guy's a comedic genius, but he ended up probably battling himself a lot. I don't know if you would say he was a happy guy, you know?
No, he was a tortured soul. I mean, everyone who knows him knew that about him. And what we, after that memorial, we all walked away thinking the same thing, that if there is a life after this, Gary was ready for it because he had had it with this one. And that was the source of his humor. It was the guy who was never really comfortable in his own skin. And that was him.
Well, we're going to get more out of Elon. And his wife looks a little batty, too. I saw some pictures of her.
Yeah, she's a singer and apparently half elf, or at least by her Twitter handle. Wouldn't you, I don't know anything about her, but wouldn't you be a little bummed if you were the wife that lassoed your train to that star and all of a sudden now he wants to give away all his earthly possessions?
Yeah, except for you may be going to that star. Like, you literally may be going to outer space to live.
That's true. To do a movie with Tom Cruise. Mm. So Oregon bicyclists have received some bad news. The world
it's funny when you go shoot a movie in outer space and you're like orbiting and you're like, all right, we're setting up our first shoot. Hey, Bob, where's the C-stand? Huh? The C-stand. We're setting up the lights. Oh, I thought you'd pack the C-stand. No, I told you were getting the whole lighting package. Yeah, I don't have any C-stands. Normally, you have to go out to the cube truck. But in this particular case, like, they're going to forget a filter for a lens or something. It's going to be on Earth.
Circle it back.
All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
So the World Naked Bike Ride has been canceled due to COVID-19.
Oh, queen.
And the annual June bike ride, which aims to raise awareness. Now, strap in. It's a couple of things. It raises awareness for dangers cyclists face on the road while also protesting against society's dependency on oil. So a lot of messages on this bike ride. It's been altered due to the pandemic. It's not over. You're just going to sort of have to do it on your own. According to the website for Oregon's Naked Bike Ride, the collective ride is pivoting to World Naked Bike Ride Day with no start location.
You know my feeling about the guys who are cult leaders? And it always starts off with, you want to hear a Cat Stevens song on my acoustic guitar? And it always ends up in, I'm going to fuck your daughter. Bring your daughter over to my motel room. Like that. All these like PETAs and all these movements. How come it always involves chicks getting naked? Do you know what I mean? Like, I'll go bare before I wear fur. Like, all so many of these, it's like, is it just one dude with a boner going, you know, really get our point across? We all just kind of got our tops off, ladies, especially. And
I'll go first.
Stood out here. Yeah, let me take my shirt off. All right, ladies. Like, they do all have a kind of a nudie theme to them, right?
Naturist.
And is it just the guys running it, like the cult leader? Like, is it really the cause, or is he just wants to see some areola? I don't know.
Well, that's a very interesting point, especially since it's not canceled. They're encouraging people to hop on their bikes and pedal around naked on June 27th and just do it on your own. So if you see a naked bike rider, they're either protesting our dependency on oil or awareness of dangerous cyclists face on the road.
Well, I'm not normally a doily seat guy, but in this particular case, let's throw something down, folks. You share that bike with a roommate or a child, you're going to, you know what I'm saying. Queen had a famous album that had a bunch of naked women on bicycles.
Was it for I want to ride my bicycle.
Yeah, that song was on it. And it was like, we can all remember, at least Alan and I can, a day, and Brian sort of halfway, which porn wasn't available. Like a picture of an album cover that had a bunch of naked chicks on it. Ooh, that was good stuff.
Dude, Blind Faith's album cover, Chris, find that one. I saw that in the music store in like 1991. I was like, what the hell is this? This is a girl with her boobs out.
Yeah. Ohio Players had some good stuff.
Don't forget Smell the Glove.
That's right. That's right.
Spinal Tap.
It's not sexist. It's sexy.
I'm still hung up on... I'm not a doily on the seat kind of guy. I've never heard of those kind of guys. But
I'm saying I don't normally take that kind of preparation time before I hop on a bike. But if my bare ball sack is going to be dragging on the seat, then...
No, I'm with you.
I would, yeah. Sorry, one more, Gina Gray.
All right. Well, this is a kid after your own heart, Adam. This is a few days old, but it's worth the mention. A 5-year-old Utah boy with big dreams collected his piggy bank, the keys to his mom's SUV, and headed off toward California to buy himself a Lamborghini. So around noon on Monday, we may have a picture, the Utah Highway Patrol pulled this little boy over. They received several 911 calls. The kid obviously couldn't reach the pedals. He couldn't see over the wheels. Steering's all over the road. Officer Nick Street discovered the boy driving 32 miles an hour in a 70 zone. The trooper said, quote, he was determined to get a Lamborghini. He may have been short. He only had $3 in his wallet. And but you gotta admire this kid's moxie.
I do, but could you imagine this kid as your neighbor when he was 19?
Oh, insufferable.
I mean, how many times did that dude be over your fence stealing your hibachi, fucking with your dog? Like, I mean, this kid's going to be a nightmare, right? Like, it's cool now. Like, it's kind of funny. But really think about this guy's impulse control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like if you're the parents, you've had this kid for 5 years. You know what he's capable of. You don't leave him around an open door in your car keys.
This kid, I predict, goes full Menendez before he sees his bar mitzvah, if in fact he is Jewish at all.
That kid's 5?
Yeah, which I also thought was odd.
That kid's there's no way. Put a picture, that's a fucking middle schooler.
He looks like a 9-year-old, but the reports are that he is 5.
No way.
Okay.
There are kids, by the way, that are big now, and he does not look 5, but there are some husky-ass kids bopping around. No, he does look 5, but also at 5, like... If you can't reach the pedals, like how do you do that? How do you go 32 on the highway? Like, how do you get onto the highway?
I probably there's no possible way. So just FYI, CBS News, Eyewitness News, ABC, Fox 13, all of the headlines, 5-year-old Utah boy found driving family car, 5-year-old steals parents' car, 5-year-old boy gets a ticket. So, I mean, believe it or not, but that's what's being reported.
I think somebody said 5 and everyone else just picked it up and ran with it.
There's no way that kid's 5.
He looks older than 5, but also really at 5, you can't do that. And if he is in fact 5, then some NASCAR team has to start working with him like a young Tiger Woods at this point. You know what I mean? Because this kid's got the ringer. He'll be conquering Daytona at 11 and a half.
He's a prodigy.
Well, if he could get the car started, let's just
back
say
out.
He's 5. Start the car, put it in gear, back it out, get on to the freeway before you get onto that ramp, look left, right, and left again, and then safely merge onto the ramp and get onto the highway and be going 34 miles an hour. I mean, at 5? Yeah, Brian's right. We're going to find out this kid was 9 and a half or something.
Yeah.
All right. Let me hit LifeLock before we punch out of here. Cyber security experts have seen a 15% to 20% increase in hacking. Working at home, you're probably not protected by the corporate software that scans for danger. So you're at home. You're not under that safety umbrella anymore that you are when you're at the office. It's important to understand how cybercrime is affecting our lives. LifeLock it's 2020. Well, everything you do is online. All the time you spend online, all of the purchasing, all the Amazons, all the apps, everything, your info's out there. You need car insurance because you have a car, which is great. You get to get around. It's a blessing. And now you can shop online. So get some insurance for shopping online. Get LifeLock. If they detect anything, they'll send you an alert. Protect yourself with LifeLock. Right, Dawson?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. LifeLock and see threats you've ever missed on your own. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com. Use promo code Adam. That's promo code Adam at LifeLock.com for up to 25% off.
Wow.
We have the Queen album. It's called Jazz.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I told you I was at my friend. I didn't have this album, of course, because they charged money for albums. So that eliminated us. But my friend who passed recently, Jeff Katz, his dad had this album. And I'd go to his apartment in North Hollywood and just stare at it because it's like 50 bare ass chicks all naked, right?
Each one hotter than the next. Got.
Yeah.
Because it got. Wow. Yeah.
How'd that work with Freddie Mercury? It's like, all right, we got all the new chicks. Yeah, okay, I'm going to be inside. Well, don't you want to check them out? Yes. You know, get the good, I trust your judgment. But those are all naked chicks on a bicycle. Yeah. And then the Blind Faith one.
That's just a girl with boobs. Imagine pulling that out at age 12 at Tower Records. Like, what?
She looks 12.
Well, she is underage in that. Didn't they have to pull that one down?
11-year-old girl with her shirt off, her innocence in counterpoint to the technological toy in her hand.
I think she's dating that dude who stole the car. I don't think that guy's 5.
In my defense, I was 12.
Yeah, no, I get it. I was trying to think of the one. I thought it was the one where there was an underage girl on the... Quite. But imagine that time. We're going to get an underage girl, take her shirt off.
But think about Brooke Shields. I mean, nobody seemed to care when underage girls got naked, you know, between Levi's and Pretty Baby.
Oh, my God. You guys have the Blu-ray of you should see the deleted scenes of
the
Pretty Baby. Oh, yeah. God's all we had.
Oh, I'm fascinated. Can we see the picture of them on the bicycles again?
Pretty good for, you know, any port in a storm, but not too shabby for back then. All right, Alan, Laugh Lines is the name of the book. So much experience, worked with so many greats. So get that. My life helping funny people be funnier. I love that title. Good to talk to you again, my friend.
Thanks a million for having me, Adam. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
You guys can watch my stand-up for free on YouTube. You can go to youtube.com/Adam Carolla and watch some free comedy over there if you like. And check out Chassis, Chassy. We have all our documentaries and other movies there. You can get them in Blu-ray, and I'll sign them and all that for you. Good Sports is coming up. And until next time, it's Adam Carolla, for Alan Swibel, and Gina Grad and Bo Bryan saying mahalo.
Stick around. Dave Damashek and Adam Carolla return with Good Sports right after this.
Ace and Shecky, let's do it. Good Sports.
The Podcast One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to a brand new episode of Good Sports. Dave Damashek here, Adam Carolla over there. If you don't mind, a quick little self-promotion here. I think you'll enjoy it. Go to NFL.com/what if me and some of my pals over there at the NFL put our heads together, FBI investigation style, to look into what would have happened if the tuck rule had gone the Raiders' way, if the immaculate reception had gone the Raiders' way, if the catch by Dwight Clark had been dropped, so on and so forth. Deep dives on all those subjects. Good fun video shot in the place where Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman did 7. That's where their police offices were. So if nothing else, it's cool. It's cool to look at, but then you have to look at me. So it's offset by that. Anyhow, thanks for that. Ace, what's the poop, fella?
I was talking to Paul Feig, the director.
Oh.
On Bridesmaids and all those big
movies. An awesome
movie.
An awesome picture. Really well done.
And he's done Spy and all those really fun chick flick movies. And I had an interesting thing, which is he was talking about movies and about, and it is a Take a Knee episode that you guys can subscribe to if you like motivational podcasts. But we had this discussion, and it's perfect for you, which is, and I want to get together this list, the real life version of this person in the movie. I've talked about it before, and he had an offering. Now, my offering was the grandpa from Little Miss Sunshine, right. The real version of that guy. He was thrown out of a retirement home for selling coke or selling heroin. He did heroin. His whole pitch to his, you know, grandson was like, fuck as many young girls as you can, fuck them before they turn 18. You know, he had his young granddaughter sort of just dancing like a whore while he was doing rails of heroin in the bathroom. Like the real version of that guy, and what a fucking shit show that would be, right? Now, the movie was fun, and he was a rebel, and he was this, and he was that. But I'm just talking about the real version of that guy.
Yeah, I love it.
And then Paul Feig brought this up. Now, he wasn't doing the real version of. He brought up the movie Showgirls. And then he brought up the main character, Nomi, I think her name was. And if you picture the beginning of Showgirls, she's like hitchhiking and some shit kicker cowboy guy like picks her up in his pickup truck and they're driving into Vegas. And then like at some point, the guy makes a move, like he puts his hand on her thigh and goes, you know, I'm going to need a little payment for this ride. And she like pulls out a switchblade and goes, I'll cut you. And I was like, imagine the real version of her. That real version of the 26-year-old Elizabeth Berkley from Showgirl, like that woman, that human being, that would be the worst roommate on the planet, right? The worst employee on the planet, like getting it everywhere. She was either having sex with somebody or threatening their life. Now, it's fun to watch in a movie form, but the real version of that person.
I hear you. That's a great one. Off the top of my head, I hope this doesn't upset you, but Cabretti. I mean, listen, what's Cabretti? What kind of lawless guy is this? Running through the streets of L.A. with a badge and a gun? What's he do? What kind of behavior is this guy? You know, that eats his pizza by cutting it with scissors, like. You know, he's a tough guy, but he gets the job done. But if he were on the force with you, you would legitimately hate the guy. You'd be like, what the heck's wrong with you, man? You bring lawsuits on us constantly, going around shooting people up, you know?
Just his relationship with sunglasses. So counterintuitive. He wears his sunglasses in the supermarket when it's dark in the supermarket and he's gunning down a killer. And then at the end, he throws Brigitte on the back of one of the guy's Harleys who was in the gang, throws her on the sun is shining, and they just head off down a mountain road. No sunglasses. He's wearing sunglasses the entire movie. And then takes off the sunglasses to get on a motorcycle at noon and drive down a highway. For a guy, look, here's my point. Does your character love sunglasses? Well, the answer is yes. He's wearing them the entire movie. He's wearing them in a dark supermarket with no lights on. Why, in fact, would this character who protests to love sunglasses would not put them on in a time when even a person who hated sunglasses as much as Cousin Sal, who I've never seen wear sunglasses, even he would put sunglasses on if he got on a Harley in the middle of the day and took off down the highway?
You ask a question that I can't answer, Ace. I don't understand, because as I just cited at the top, he's a lunatic. This play by your own rules crap when you're a cop is not an acceptable thing to be doing. You can't run around. And by the way, just before he doesn't put on his sunglasses, he does slug his superior officer, who he doesn't like. Okay, fine. So you don't get along with him. It is not acceptable. I'm almost certain to be slugging the lieutenant, even if he is a smart aleck.
Well, not only that, but everything in that 2 mile area is evidence. Those motorcycles are not your motorcycles to commandeer. One of the killers from the biker gang was riding that motorcycle. That's not yours. You're not allowed to get it. You know how Tupac's car got all shot up? Yeah. You think the cop who responded to that could go, hey, I got a BMW 750, 7 Series.
Pretty sweet new ride. Like, hey, Cabretti, where are you and the chick going? We got a fingerprint that day. I don't want to get punched. Just let him
do
go.
Do you think the guy who was driving Kennedy's limousine that fateful day when he was shot, do you think that guy could have just driven it home? I'm asking.
It's a fair question.
Cobretti, if Cobretti was driving that limo or he was in Suge Knight's seat, he would have just kept going.
I dare say that the ne'er-do-well who got into the Patriots locker room after Brady, I don't even remember what Super Bowl that was, but he wins the Super Bowl and then somebody stole his jersey out of the locker room. I submit that if somebody would have stolen the limo in 63 out of Dallas, that might have been a bigger story.
So maybe like, even
hey, bigger. By the way, what has anybody seen the limo? We should look in there for it's gone? Somebody swiped it?
Cobretti's got it.
That's funny.
I do. Speaking of rule of law, the very beginning of that movie, there's a maniac in an Albertsons who's shooting innocent people left and right. The entire SWAT team has surrounded the building. Cabretti pulls up in his unmarked car, which is a highly modified 1950 Mercury, you know, hot rod, and just comes pulling up. He's got a pistol with mother of pearl on the hand, on the grip. By the way, I don't know if that's standard cop issue, mother of pearl on the grip. Nothing more slippery. Nothing flies out of your hand faster than mother of pearl. But either way, he just comes pulling up, boots hit the ground. He's got his special piece stuffed into his shorts, by the way. He doesn't have a holster. He has his gun is stuffed into his underpants.
Nobody says that to him at the department. Listen, I know we get it. We got it. You're like an independent kind of rogue. But, I mean, you got to holster that thing, friend. You can't just walk around the station like this.
Well, also, speaking of the precinct, let's just say Cabretti has to make a number two. Don't you think there's going to be a lot of instances where like his supervisor comes in and goes, Cabretti, I found your gun sitting on top of the soap dispenser. Yeah, I got, you know, when I do number two, I got to pull it out of my. Yeah, but just one guy found it sitting on the trash can. The other week, someone found it in the sink. I mean, he doesn't have a holster, right? He has to pull it out and leave it around, right?
Game the devil. He forgets. Listen, he's in an emergency. He's everybody's been in that spot where they're running in there. Might forget a couple of things, and all of a sudden, guns are discharging in the precinct. You know,
hey Cabretti, I went into the stall. I found a gun stuffed into the ass gasket dispenser. That's your pistol? Oh yeah, yeah. Thanks.
I really had to go, and I forgot. All right, just. Try to play it safe. Wait, one more quick one. Sandy from Greece. She's a tight. Well, whatever she is, she's prudish, I guess, by the standards of the biker and his biker gang pals who wants to have his way with her.
Tell me about it, stud.
Right, and then right at the end, think about that. A real high school girl, a high school senior. Let's say she's yours. She's demure. She behaves herself. She minds her books, her lessons, and everything. And then just one day, she's walking out the door, tramped up to go get her her biker gang pal. Like she's gonna go win the wiener.
Smoking,
right? And smoking cigarettes. You'd be like, "What the hell do you think you're doing?" But we're supposed to cheer for her at the end of that? Weird message. All right, listen. That's a wrap on Hot Sports Talk. You know, I don't think there's anything left to say about the world of sports right now. So let's put a pin in whatever's on your brain now. We'll revisit it on the Friday edition. Until then, for Adam Carolla, David Anthony. Good sport.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow Ace on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. And you can watch this broadcast at youtube.com/Adam Carolla. Pre-order Adam's book, I'm Your Emotional Support Animal. Do it now at adamcarolla.com.